morning. 6:47 a.m. on Sunday, April the 9th, 2017. A lot of numbers, holy cow. So, yeah, now it's going to blow. The wind has come up out of the south in the last, last 5-10 minutes. And it's cold. It is cold. It's 40-something. 45, 47, 44, 46, I guess I would be the right temperature, since most thermometers are graduated in 2-degree increments. But the wind is cold. I think the official Greeley temperature is like 45. I'm not sure how much I trust it. Was it George Carlin who pointed out that the official temperature is usually at the airport? Nobody lives at the airport. And I'm not exactly dressed for wind. I'm up, I'm out, I'm early this morning. I had to get a kid to work at 6. Did the grocery run before I went back to the house. Now I'm doing the walk before I unload the groceries and go back inside. This should be reversed, go back inside and unload the groceries. Because I know if I get inside, I'll get engrossed in something and not be able to tear myself away, not notice that the time has gone until it's 2 in the afternoon and I have to go pick her up again. So yeah, I figured I'd get the walk in. Yesterday was a good day. Yesterday I didn't walk, but it was because I was really looking over the manuscript. I was really weighing some of the beta reader feedback. Thanks to everybody who was a beta reader, by the way. Some great stuff coming in. Some great stuff came in. I'm pretty much over that phase at this point. Almost. I got Karen Conlon on speed dial. We'll get that manuscript to her ASAP. Which won't obviously be today, but because some of the feedback that's come in has caused me to go back and look at some of the passages that seem perfectly clear to me, and yet when I go back and look at them with some of this feedback that I'm getting, I'm looking at them and going, well, maybe clear to you because you know what you wrote. And if people are finding this problematic or confusing or having to go back and reread, it's maybe not as smooth as I'd like it to be. And I did a cover reveal. I meant to do it for the Golden Age of Solar Clipper group, and inadvertently posted it in my public timeline. which is never, never, let me say it one more time, never a good sign. It's never a good thing. The reasons are many and varied, and in spite of the long string of happy, joyful people who are so pleased to see the cover, now there are at least seven, well, probably three. No, I don't know, probably more. Between that and the, I don't know. There's a lot of people asking when. A lot of people ask for audio. It's like, folks, you know, I answer these questions all the time. I answer these questions, it seems like I answer them five times a day. And I get that people aren't paying that much attention to me until the question is one that's important to them, and then they think to ask me. And on the one hand, it's really quite a compliment that people are so excited about the next book, so excited about the audio. But when I follow up with, well, yeah, but I'm not going to read it, then it becomes, oh, yeah, I'm kind of bummed about it myself. I like the performance aspect of performing my own books. I like doing the production. I like doing the audio. But the reality is, I don't have quiet in the house anymore. I used to have periods of time where, you know, kids would be at school, wife would be at work. I used to have periods of time where the sump pump wasn't running. Well, and the sump pump was finally stopped. Finally. The sump pump is in the same room as my recording booth. And for at least 18 months, maybe even as long as 2 years, every 10 to 15 minutes, the sump pump would come on and run for 30 seconds. And it was difficult because you'd hear it in the night, it would wake you up, it broke up our sleep. Having it not run is delightful, but you're wondering, am I going to get up and find 3 inches of water in the cellar? So for 2 years, the sump pump ran pretty much nonstop, 24 hours a day, month after month after month after month after month. I tried to record in 5, 7, 10, sometimes minute increments. I did a little voice piece. It was only like 5 minutes long, but I had to cut out 3 runs of the sump pump and a flushing of the toilet. But that's the problem. With nobody in school, with nobody leaving the house to go to work, well, except my daughter now is going to work. I've got a house full of people pretty much 24/7. And the noise level is let's just say it's non-stop. And I can't very well say, okay, everybody shut up for 2 hours, or everybody shut up for an hour, because they live there too. I don't record for more than an hour at a time because I can't. I start making too many errors. So it's become pretty much impossible for me to record. It's not that I don't like it. It's just impossible for me to record. And then you add in the amount of mental energy, the amount of time, the amount of distraction involved in doing audio. And that's time, that's attention, that's focus. Say it with me, monk post. That I could spend, or at least try to spend, writing new stories. That's a particularly important going forward here, because what I want to do is get going on Suicide Run. Or at least work on some of the projects that I have half done, pending. Milk Run needs a paperback. Milk Run needs a paperback. South Close needs me to finish marking up its paperback so I can get that published. But Milk Run needs a paperback. And that's only going to be a matter of a few days, and then To Fire Called is going to need a paperback. I feel bad having to say, you know what? I get that the dozen or so of you who really like paper really want the paper. I get that. But creating the paperbacks they're difficult for me to get motivated to do, because I know how few paperbacks actually sell. I know how little revenue gets contributed by the paperbacks. I sell maybe a paperback a day. That's one paperback across all of the titles a day. Now, there are a couple of people who are sitting there probably listening to me say that and say, well, if you would actually sell the paperbacks with your signatures on them, you could probably sell a lot more. Not really. The thing is, I could sell them. I could sell a few. I could sell a few. I could sell, 50 maybe. And while that is, it's $100. It's also about $500 worth of labor. So, yeah, having it be in public like that is a mixed blessing. I'm so pleased that so many people are looking forward for this next book. And even the number of people who have said,
Wait a minute, this is book two. Where's book one? So, yeah, we should see a little knock in the arm there. I need to get the Amazon ads going. I paid for a list of... potential Amazon ad links. I need to do some marketing work there. People are reporting 2-to-1 return. So spending $100 and getting $200 back. So, you know, double your money, that's pretty decent. If I could double $1,000 once a month, that would be nice. Particularly, it's not exactly set and forget, but it's close. So let's think about it. Ah, sun around the corner. The sun is not up yet. Well, the sun is up, but just barely. Birds are chirping. It's a beautiful morning. It really is a beautiful morning. Oh, wow, the clouds have filled in a lot. Come around looking at up to the towards the north now that I can see up towards the north. That's a pretty thick band of clouds. There's still a lot of blue sky. It's quite lovely. Oh, there's my paradox this morning. I don't know if you can hear that or not. I don't understand how there's enough water in there for that duck to swim, frankly. Paddle around. Oh, sorry, I've got a knot crick in my back. It's right between my right shoulder blade and my spine. I don't know if I laid on my shoulder wrong overnight or what the story is, but dang, it hurts. So we've got all kinds of people out this morning. I've seen like 4 or 5 joggers, and I'm looking up here, there's a bunch of the kids on bicycles. A little kid on a scooter, and looks like some adults. Oh yeah, some adults just walking out for a morning stroll. Pretty much the same as I am, I guess. Oh yeah, kid wearing a fluorescent yellow hoodie. That's what confused me. Okay. I'm almost back. So I apologize for the rambling and for any whining I may have been guilty of. I am very grateful for everybody who supports the work, who listens to this podcast, who is so excited about the new book coming out. I really am grateful. I really do appreciate it. But I hate it when I mess up, because that post was supposed to be behind the firewall, and I blew it. But at any rate, here I am at the back gate, or more precisely, at the garage because I've got to unload the groceries. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.